What's that, honey? The men are here in the backyard to close the pool for the season? Ah, I just put my suit on in the hopes of one last swim. No, it's okay. I'll just go check on them. Well, my husband said there were men out here. I never expected the two of you. Three of you. Miles is still out front with the van. What a pleasant surprise. I'm not your coach anymore, boys. You graduated how long ago now? It's time enough for you to stop calling me coach. Then again, I do give private lessons if any of you need to brush up on your stroking techniques. Oh, I remember you were always a cocky show-off, Grant. You might not enjoy hearing this, but your record's now a thing of the past. Oh yeah, it was broken at Nationals last year. What's the time to beat now? I don't know if you can handle it. Well, here, let me show you the picture I have of it on my phone. See? There's his time. I told you it was impressive. My team, well, former team, they're just so dedicated to pleasing me. They were. Never mind, that's a long story. I'm sure I'll be back with them soon. What's that, Ziggy? At least Grant still holds the other record for best time. What other record? There was only ever one. And why is your face so red all of a sudden, Grant? Oh, come on now, boys. You can't hide anything from me. Unless you want to jump in the pool and give me 20 laps. Don't tell me you boys missed my punishments, too. Oh, please. I was always so soft on you boys. Are you okay? I thought I heard a whimper. Well, come on. Out with it. What record are you two talking about? Yes, of course I remember what happened before every practice. Before you got changed, I'd give you all a little pep talk and remind you boys of the time to beat as a bit of motivation. And then what would I do? What do you mean? I don't know. I'd leave you to go get changed myself, put on my swimsuit and tidy up things around poolside before practice. You'd watch me bending over and tidying up in my suit. Boys! And then you'd time each other as you watched. Whatever for. Wait. You're not saying what I think you're saying. You'd be jacking up, masturbating before practice? Boys, that was strictly against locker room policy. Well, no, of course I wouldn't want you to arrive at practice with boner, erections in your trunks. But I'd never allow timed masturbation sessions in the locker room either. Ugh, the things I learn about my former swimmers. Not that I'm condoning any of this, but out of curiosity, what was the time to beat? What? Oh, you must mean seconds, not minutes. But that's like forever. That's not a good time at all. It was based on whoever could last the longest. Oh, well, that's different. And That's a damn impressive time. And you're saying you held that record, Grant? No wonder you were always so late coming to practice. That pun was not intended at all. Well, what about you, Ziggy? You didn't participate, did you? You were always the first one out. You did? That fast? No, I didn't mean... Don't feel bad. That's just quick, that's all. Besides, how do you even know Grant was telling the truth about his time, Ziggy? No offense, Grant, but as the last one in the locker room, who's to say you just didn't stall to kill time? No possible chance with me jumping into the pool and my nipples getting hard under my suit. Grant, you did not just say that. My nipples looked just like they do right now. What are you talking about? Oh, Jesus. Well, it's chilly out here, that's all. Yes, I do have to cross my arms over my chest. I can't have you boys staring at my breasts outside. Too late. Now I've gone and done it. Oh, no. Don't tell me your cocks are... Oh, fuck. Wow. Those are some big bulges in your shorts. I guess you weren't lying about the bone erections either. Or the time to beat. Well, I'm still not sure I believe that part. Especially coming from you, Grant. Wait, what are you doing? Don't take it out! Well, yes, I did say you were a cocky show-off. I didn't mean that kind of cocky. No, not you too, Ziggy. Gentlemen, you have to stop this right now. You'll prove it. I never asked you to prove anything. Besides, you realize my husband is home. Oh, who am I kidding? Of course he doesn't matter, but still. What? You're close already? Ziggy, that's impossible. Yes, I know you said he was always the fastest, but... Oh, don't you dare, Ziggy. Just stop stroking it. Oh, do you hear me, young man? How am I making it worse for him? It was always my stern voice calling out to you boys in the locker room to move your asses that made Ziggy blow so fast. Well, you're not gonna get a blow right here, young man. Do not do it! Ziggy, do you hear me? Oh my god, I am making it worse. You're really gonna come right here, aren't you? Even though I'm ordering you to stop, telling you that you'd be a very bad boy if you just let all that cum go to waste by pumping it out right here on my deck. I mean, make a mess, not go to waste. God, you have to stop. I have neighbors. You're not going to stop, are you? This is so wrong. You should not be doing this, young man. Oh, but I can see those big hairy balls getting tighter. Oh, such a bad boy. God, you're leaking so much pre-gum, too. Now? Like, right now? God, I'm gonna have to get down here and, I guess, block the cum shot somehow. Use my breasts? Oh, you boys are bad. I guess they would help lessen the mess, though. But I better pull the top of my suit down and let these big, full, natural tits of mine free. I can't tell you how hard it is to get cum stains out of... Well, never mind that. Okay, there we go. My big tits, just out in the open. The cool breeze feels so good on them. My nipples are so hard. And they do make great cum catchers. Just so you boys know, I'm only offering up my tits because I don't want a mess to clean up. Especially out here in the yard. That's the only reason. The only reason that I want your big, fat, hard cock spraying my tits with cum, making them all glossy and sticky. Oh, smelling that intoxicating scent of freshly pumped spunk. Yeah, that's why. Oh god, why am I licking my lips? Yes. Oh fuck yes, come. Come, you naughty boy. Come. Come. Ah! Ah! Oh fuck. Oh, that's so much come. Holy fuck. Oh god, it smells so good. Wait, there's a big glob still on your tip. Here, just let me put it in my mouth and... clean it all off. We don't want a mess now, do we? What? You're ready to come now too, Grant? What? I thought you said you could last. You know, with your impressive time to beat and all. You never watched me suck a cock before. Just heard the rumors. What rumors? Never mind. Look, I wasn't swallowing or sucking. I was just trying to get the excess jizz to avoid a Oh my fucking god. I didn't say I'd suck you, Grant. God, you're big though. Oh, it's so hard. Fuck. I miss the smell of young cock. I just want to bury my nose in deep. Oh, fine. I'll suck your big fat cockhead. Popping off of it. Oh. God, that's so good. And you said you were close anyway, right? Besides, you don't have to try and beat your time. Just come. Come in my mouth. Let me grab your firm young ass cheeks, dig my nails into them, pull you into me so that you can feed me that hot spunk into my hungry mouth. Wait, who are you texting, Ziggy? Miles? I forgot he was here with you boys, too. Oh, God, there he is. And he's already got his cock out walking over here. Hi, Miles. Nice to see you. Oh, all of you. Fuck, I always knew from the bulge in your swimming trunks that you'd be huge, Miles, but Jesus, you literally hung like a horse. Oh, God. Wait, where are you going? What are you doing back there, Miles? What? What will make things easier for me? The wet spot on my bathing suit bottoms? I am not wet. Who said yes you are? Honey, is that you? What are you doing out here watching? You are such a perv. You know he wants to fuck me, right? With his huge horse cock? Did you see how big and hard and thick that pole of his is? Oh, God. God, he's just slipping my bottoms to the side and... Oh! Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Ah! Yes. Yes, he did just slip his big dick inside me. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes. I mean, fuck. You shouldn't be stretching my tight, wet, needy hole open miles. Just think of my poor husband watching over there. Oh, fuck with his itty-bitty cock. Oh, I'll never be able to feel him fucking me now. Not with you stretching me open like this, Miles. Did you hear that, honey? He's ruining your wife's pussy with his big dick. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, he gets so deep. Oh, you never get to Steve. What the fuck, Grant? I thought you said you were close. Oh, God. Oh, you're so fucking cocky. I haven't even really started sucking it yet. What if I swirl my tongue over the tip, just like this, and twist my soaking wet, soft hand up and down all around your cock, faster and faster while sucking harder and harder. Oh, and looking up at you, my cum-soaked tits, swaying with the force of each thrust of Miles' horse cock up my tight pussy. Oh, it's gonna make you cum, isn't it? Oh, you need to cum. Cum for coach. Feed me while Miles fills me. Yes, fuck me harder. Oh, he's racking my pussy, baby. God, I needed a big dick. You know you can't satisfy me like this, honey. Never, ever. Oh, you're just too tiny. And your loads are so pathetic. God, I need cum. Gallons of it. Hot young swimmer spunk. Give it to me. Do it. Wait, are you hard again, Siggy? Such a bad boy. But I was being bossy, wasn't I? That really gets your cock stiff and leaking, doesn't it? Fuck, come here then. Closer. Fuck, closer. I need it. Show Coach how you missed her. Oh, God, yes. Fill me and feed me, boys. Do it now. All three of you. Oh, I need it. I need it now. Now. Spit roast me and spray me. Pump me full of spunk. Oh, ah, ah, yes. Yes, I can feel the flood of Miles' warm jizz shots up my cunt. Oh, God. What? Fuck, no, don't pull out of my mouth, Grant. I want to drink that nut while Ziggy gives me another cum shower all over my tits. Because he just loves my big juicy tits, don't you, naughty boy? Oh, cum! Yes! I love the smell of cum and the taste of cum in my mouth. Yes, cum in my mouth! Cum in my mouth! Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Fuck, I'm a cum-soaked mess. God, I'm just slurping some off my lips. Holy fuck. Well, I think you might have beat your time after all, Ziggy. Oh, honey, don't don't just stand there with that pathetic little wet spot of dribble on your shorts. Because despite my best efforts, there's still cum drops all over the deck. Come on and clean them up. And my pussy isn't going to be able to contain the gallon of cum Maz's horsecock pumped into it for long either, so you'll be cleaning me up too. While the boys get started on closing the pool for the season. That is what they came here for, after all. It was so nice to see you again, gentlemen. Oh, and I wasn't kidding about those private lessons either, by the way. Come along now, honey. I've got a cum-drenched pussy for you to clean up.